Amy, one of the first tour groups I brought from the Geographical Society back in the UK to China, I took them around in the morning, around the Dashalar area. And they said, oh, well, this is wonderful, really enjoying it. In the afternoon, I took them to a modern area, a new area. And they said, Chris, can you take us back to the Dashalar? I said, I'm trying to show you the new. No, we want to get back to Dashalar.
Exactly, that's what everyone wants now, right?
And I think also, Amy, the importance is to do it keeping what is real and not to create a facade. Those areas with the winding alleys, with the bicycles sitting outside, with the kids going home from school, you have the feeling this is real.
Yes, I entirely agree. I mean, with sort of people want to see real. They don't want to see clinical, sterile, just facades and things like that. They want to see what it was actually like.
Amy, how many times do I go to Dashalar compared to how many times do I wander through the CBD? Answer that one.
I'm sure you're at Dashalar all the time, Bruce. I see your updates.
I would go to Dashalar if I could go every day because, to me, also, Amy, let's remember that the Dashalar area, the Tian Chiao area, all that area is where the great Beijing culture developed. This was the area during the Qing Dynasty where you had all the street entertainment, the Peking Opera, the street foods, the entertainers. The northern area, which today we love around the Shuchihai, this was almost like the Beverly Hills of Beijing. This was the elite. But the street life was down at the Dashalar Qianmen.
The opera houses, the tea houses, everything was there, right? I did a small thing on Wangfujing and how Wangfu literally means like the area where the kings, the extra sort of, basically anyone who wasn't living in the Forbidden City would live in Wangfujing. And that's extremely important. That's like the second most important area next to the Forbidden City. And so, yeah, it's got a huge amount of history, which is all the more reason why you have to preserve it as it is.
Amy, I think I'm going to head off now and make my way down. In fact, if I walk along the road here, I can get the Yao Erling, and it'll take me right down to Meishuo Jie, and I can head off through my hutongs and enjoy the aromas, enjoy the sound, and the old guy saying, "Love Beijing, love Beijing!" And he's still there.
Yeah, exactly. Take some photos for me.
Jasmine, last time that I spoke to you, this was down at Dashalar during Beijing Design Week, and you were running this marvelous little parklet.
That's right. The last time we spoke was when it was during Beijing Design Week for the parklet. And since then, I've been involved in a new project with a couple of other team members. And the idea is that the Dashalar platform or the Dashalar government area there have noticed, even after all these few years working on trying to redevelop the area in a new way, they're missing a crucial piece of information. And that's basically hearing from the community themselves and what they want for redevelopment.
Well, I must say that I was down there recently on that hutong. What was the name of the hutong again?
Yangmeizhu Xiejie.
I was down there on that hutong and I was actually quite sad because I was standing at the very spot where the parking lot had been and it just returned to normal. In other words, there were cars parked there. I looked and thought, well, this is this beautiful spot. Andrew, how do you do?
Good.
How long have you been over here in Beijing?
Almost 8 years now, or going on 8 years.
Tell me your work.
I'm an architect that has a company with a Chinese partner and so I have been doing various things that are building and urban planning related and then also research related. So I'm also doing things in Dashalar for the last couple of years. And one research project, which is funded by the Graham Foundation called Meta Hutongs. The Graham Foundation is a Chicago-based foundation that funds largely urban and architecture-related research. Yeah, it's kind of really fascinated with urbanism in China.
If we look at Beijing, Beijing is one of the finest examples of urban historic planning. When we take Beijing and we look at the way it was laid out, it's a textbook example of urban planning. That, of course, was going back to Yuan Dadu before that. So how long have you been involved with this, Jasmine, working down at Dashalar?
Just since last year, so about a year now.
Are there many people involved in this project?
I think I would say that there are different groups all trying to help find a new paradigm for Dashalar, but I think our team, we have about 4 or 5 people.
And then some institutions that potential institutions that will support us that are academic, but then also professional practices based on institutions as well. Potentially, like, so working with Bureau Happold and also with someone that's a chair for UNESCO as well. It's looking more at intangible cultural heritage, and then potentially with Tsinghua and Tongji and some different universities in China.
Do you think there's an awareness that the need for careful development in Dasholar, do you think people are seeing this, that this is really a chance to do something very sustainable?
I think they are, actually. In terms of within the government themselves, the different districts in Beijing, some people are starting to really realize that.
Really, Jasmine, the way that it's looking at places like Dasholar, I think Beijing realizes that you've got unique areas that have to be handled with sensitivity for the future development. How do you see this, the planning going for this, for the Dasholar?
I think people are noticing that Dasholar has an opportunity to be a little bit different and experiment in other ways that other districts have not. And I think that there's, as a result, there's different groups now being involved to try to guide for this new paradigm.
The fact that Dasholar was used for the Beijing Design Week, and it was used very successfully for the Beijing Design Week, shows that people are aware of its potential and want to develop it carefully.
That's exactly right, Bruce. You actually just said it very succinctly.
It did work, because really what I saw at the Dasholar Sea was the community was involved in the Beijing Design Week. The local people were involved in a lot of what was taking place.